Bear Country 95.3. It's Bear in the Morning. I'm Jess, and it is time for Find It in Greenfield with Hannah. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I love that every time you come, you bring in a new guest.
I know, right? That's the whole basis of this show. It's so fun.
I know. I feel like you have somebody really fun today.
I do have someone. I know. Jess is giving it away. We're already having fun in the studio. Yeah. Yes. I'm so excited because Gary Uhus, who is the executive director of Life Path, which many of your listeners are familiar with, is here to talk with us. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm the fun guest today.
You're the fun guest today.
And you're the fun hosts.
Oh, I like that. See? He's talked about donuts already, too.
Oh, I know.
We're going to talk about that coming up.
I know, right? We could dive right into that because we were talking a little bit about workplace culture, which I feel like so many people know that can be a really serious topic.
Yeah.
But Gary has a shortcut. Gary, what's the shortcut?
I will say sometimes donuts will get you where you need to be.
You know?
We're a very hybrid culture at LifePath, so there's not often a lot of opportunity for in-person connection with our teams.
Yes.
But, you know, we like to do little fun things once in a while. And a shout out to Adam's Donuts.
Yes.
Adam's Donuts bring many a smile to the LifePath office.
So many smiles, right? That's so cool. And it is important. I mean, I'm a millennial and my stepkids make fun of me all the time because I definitely fall into the I get a little treat for doing literally anything culture. So I get it.
So I love that you say you're a millennial and you give yourself a treat. I call myself a toddler because I need a reward for doing a thing. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to like work on this report today and then I'm going to have a Milky Way.
That's right.
It's nice to be recognized, especially in the work that we do, because so many of the folks who work at LifePath are working with people out in the field or out in the community.
Right.
People's lives are very hard.
Yes.
And our case managers and nurses and other people sort of sometimes can absorb some of that because, you know, they are working with maybe 90 different clients that are on their caseload. And we also know that at LifePath, we're never going to provide anyone everything they need.
Sure.
But we're doing the best we can with what we have.
Could you give a little recap for if someone is listening and doesn't know what LifePath does and what they are?
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
So LifePath is a Greenfield-based nonprofit. We serve Franklin County and the North Quabbin primarily. And we provide a number of different supportive services that can allow people to remain safely and independently in their home as long as they wish to do so.
I love that.
Some examples that might make sense to people that sort of off the top of their head, people hear about Meals on Wheels. That's a LifePath-based program.
Yes.
So that provides not only a meal, a hot meal, and for some a cold meal as well, but also a wellness check.
Yeah.
But we also have case managers that set up different services. And those services could be homemaking. It could be laundry. It could be personal care support. It could be a comfort pet for someone who has a comfort pet's not an actual animal. It's a device.
I got excited.
But it's for someone who is in a dementia process.
Oh.
So it's like a, you know, animatronic
really nice
cat.
Yeah.
So there's all these. We do the emergency buttons that if you fall, you press the button and you can summon assistance. So
I think I'm ready for that. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah. Well, too many donuts will get you there.
Just going to use that button though. Yeah.
But so we have all these different ways that we can support people to stay in their home. And, you know, the other thing is not only stay in your home where you're safe and comfortable, where your support system may be in your community, but also sometimes that allows people to die at home. Mm. You know, and that's a very special gift that we can give people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we are a choice-based agency. So all three of us in this room confronted with the same situation may make different choices.
Right.
That's right.
And we at LifePath know that people will make choices that we may not agree with or may not be the best choice.
How can people find out more or reach out? I know you need volunteers, but also if they want to take advantage of some of these services, how do they go about that?
So the best way to reach us is our website, but I realize that not everyone has access to the internet or has that comfort level. So they could just call our main number, 413-773-5555. And they could talk to a live person.
A live person?
Yes. We have live people at LifePath right now. And they are lovely. And they are so smart. And they know so much about different resources. But the other thing is, don't hesitate to call LifePath if you are stuck and you don't know if we do the thing you need.
Right.
Because what happens is people go on the website and they'll say like, oh, I see these things. I don't need those things. I need this other thing. Call us. We could probably connect you with the person that does the other thing.
Yes.
Or there's some many things that we can do that aren't on the website. It's not an exhaustive list.
Yeah.
It's like a secret menu, right? So like call and like tell
the chef special.
Yeah, call, tell us your story and engage with us, and then we'll try to find a way to help you, or we'll try to find someone who can help you.
And while you're on the phone too, ask for an Adam's Donut.
You could do that. Yes. They tend to happen on Fridays.
Oh, good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
Well, we're going on Friday.
That's a
Hannah.
Lower attendance day. So we try to bring in donuts for those dedicated of us who are always there on Fridays.
You'll just see Hannah and I's faces pressed against the glass.
Welcome anytime.
Also, oh my God, I just love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, we're over in the corporate center.
And what's the website if they do have access?
www.lifepathma.org.
Hannah, you bring the best guests in here.
I know, don't I?
I love it so much.
I know. And if folks have trouble remembering any of the guest information that comes on here, greenfieldbusiness.org, you can pop over and see a whole list of our members and just click on a link right over to LifePath's website. Easy peasy.
It is Find It in Greenfield with Hannah, and we found it.
We found it.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.